Change personal history can be a good technique to use, especially for remedial type of change. So if you've got somebody that's coming in to see you, and they're seeing you, and you're going to see them for 3 hours, like let's say somebody's flying in from Germany to come and work with you, which isn't out of the realms of possibility, because that happens as soon as your name gets out there. Somebody comes in and they say, hey, I've got to fly in from Germany to see you. I've got 4 hours here in the States, and then I'm gone. You've got to do some remedial change work. Now, generative change, we could teach them about timelines and finding the grander purpose, which could be nice, providing we have sufficient time. We may not have the time to go into that. Some people need to learn how to use the timeline when you're working with releasing negative emotions and limiting decisions. It's actually a learning process where you teach them. Nice generative model, because it allows you to get the grander purpose and stuff. But you may not have the time or the luxury to teach somebody that. You may have 4 hours to work with. In which case, these types of models are remedial change models where you can get inside, fix a problem, and have somebody walk out saying, wow, I feel great. Yeah, I remember there was a minister that came to see me one time. I think a minister from Unity Church, or it was actually a religious science minister, that came in to see me, and I knew that they were passing through. They were going to be here for 3 or 4 hours, and we had to do some major change work, and she had some stuff in her past. So I went in, and we scrambled some stuff, and I used kind of like a change personal history, I used a re-imprinting. Re-imprinting is another way of anchoring in the past that was created by Robert Diltz. And so we used that, and she walked out crying, saying that her life had been changed. Now, that was a real nice model to do in the amount of time that we had to do, because anchoring is much easier to explain than going through the whole process of explaining people on the timeline and the prime directives of the unconscious mind and why negative emotions release and how it's okay that you could release a negative emotion on something you're not aware of the content of. There's a lot of explanation that goes into a lot of that. There's some setup that occurs. So these become real nice models for doing remedial type of change work. I'm actually not going to have you do an exercise with that right now.